Okay, Freaker, welcome to E30 Radio. It's to your man, Mark Ever, with Case Rich. All right, and Case Rich, right now I want to ask you this. It's actually something you just have to give the people out there.
Yeah.
Truthful answer.
No lie.
Okay, is Maven doing better than DKM?
Like I said, it's not a competition.
Okay.
DKM, we are doing what we can do. We are feeding our fans. We are giving them the product, our own product. You understand? And it's not a competition.
Okay.
You feel me? I can only talk about the DK, the Kingsmen, and I know that we are on top of our game.
So
you can place them anywhere else.
So who's going to be the first female on DKM? Is it going to be?
I beg. No, but basically, that's for the boss to decide. I'm just playing my position as an artist, you know, and as the hand of the king, you know, you know, the hand of the king. Some Game of Thrones.
Okay. Well, Don Sadiq was on E30 Radio, and
wow.
I asked her this question: what if the band decides to sign you tomorrow? The next thing she said, it's gonna be a great one for her to be on the band's record.
Yeah.
We like to walk along Tonto to be, you know, to be part of this.
Why DK? Not, man? Why not, man? Tonto is a product. You know what I'm saying? She's a product, no matter what anybody says. And I like her because she's confident with what she's doing, and she likes what she's doing.
Okay.
So definitely, if God writes it that this product will meet the product and we'll produce something. Production okay. things, you know, but she's hot. Her skin is glowing.
So,
yeah, so definitely, man.
It's the E30 Radio with Case Rich.
Yeah, I swear,
okay,
I like.
So what does the future hold for you?
The future. I woke up in a new Bugatti. See, I want to wake up in a new Bugatti.
Okay.
I don't want my Rolex to ever fall off. You know. I want, you know, the future. Everything. The future is big, oh. And definitely, I'm going to be in the future. So everything that the future holds, that's what I want. Success. Success.
Good. It's been 10 success. Years now. The band has been at the top. Yeah, at the top.
10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Wow.
It's been 10 years. The band has been at the top of his game, and he is still doing well.
A lot.
Loads of artists couldn't hold this. So, do you see him in the next 5 years still holding it down?
I see him in the next another 10 years. Give us an extra 10 years. The band is a mysterious man. Even as his brother and as his artist signed under his label, he's too mysterious.
Okay.
They can't stop him. If they know what the band knows, they will like him. Like they are doing now.
Since you started music, like professionally, and since you've been called for shows,
like
and
since
all,
June 9th,
you know,
yeah.
June 9th, since back been, since people have been calling you for shows,
yeah.
Nigeria, Africa,
yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Case Rich, now you'll tell me the truth. But I'm taking just 10%. I'm not greedy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking 10%.
Even God is 10%. God is taking. Tight now, 10%.
You're paying
Mr. Mark Ever.
Now, how much have you made?
Let me call my accountant. Hello.
Oh,
hello. I've made enough, you know, enough to be happy. Enough to
save your generation.
To save myself first. Because if I don't save myself, then my generation will be lost. So I've made enough to save myself any, you know, go things, you know.
Save
what I'm
yourself first before you save other people.
And save your money. Yeah, save it. But I made it enough, you know, a lot too. You know, Ejanla, as Ejanla's brother. You know, the band is Ejanla. Yeah, I'm Kote. And I Kote the days I've been, so.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. Now, you said if we give the band another 10 years, he will still roll this game.
Be.
Do you see Don Jazzy rolling this game in the next 10
course,
years?
Of course, because you can't take it from
he doesn't
any...
sing, he's just a producer.
And, you know, he has bettered a lot of...
Because right now, he has Wandeko, Dr. Seed, Tiwa Savage, and who again?
Amoba.
Oh, that's the Prince.
Yeah.
That's for maybe.
They're all doing well. Baba WC, Black Diamond. He's on in the club everywhere. Boom, boom, boom. You don't see videos. You know the twerking things. they're all doing well, and I'm happy for them because you know it's like a different parish for the same gospel. You know we are in different parishes with the same gospel. I only know about our own progress, and our progress is to the glory of God. I'm so happy.
And you don't see any of these artists leaving Don Jazzy someday because some people saying it outside, not from E30 Radio, that Wandeko is the only artist hitting it down there.
Wow, WC is a great talent and one of my mentors. I'm his fan.
Okay.
I'm a WC fan.
Okay.
But eventually, you know, everybody must grow. Like, it's just like asking, Daddy, won't I leave this house? Of course, if our daddy raises us up well, we should leave the house where we are men.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that when they are old enough to be independent, they'll probably have their own record. labels too.
Okay.
You know, so I see like an Omo Bar record.
Okay, way back, let me take you back again. Way back, you said they never gave you a chance to express yourself musically.
It wasn't my time.
Okay, right now is your time, right?
No, Bobby, right now, this mango don't ripe.
Okay.
Just chew the cashews.
Sony Music decides everything.
Sony Music involved. Back in the days, Mohis was in both buttons. Right now, Sony Music involved. Okay. Obovi, Mende involved. Chicky Cheese itself involved. Yo, so man, I'm really having fun and I love everything, but God bless, you know, everybody's growing. And you know, leaving a record label, it doesn't mean that there's feud or there's hard feelings towards it. It's growth.
Okay.
If you're big enough, you're big enough. Nobody can hold you. Even people from outside will say, you never big to form your own record label. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So not so, man. So everything blessed, everything nice. But still,
during the problems between the Banj and Don Jazzy, were you scared as well that everything was crumbling?
Oh, definitely. Because that time, let me even tell you people on this radio, that time, it was my turn. Imagine I waited first, second, now my turn. But my Don Baba just give me my hits. Just they do them. Yeah, that's when we're doing. I had to show my logo. You know what I'm saying? And after that, they book up. They didn't even release this product. You know, so I was scared. I was feeling bad, man. That the name like Mohits, more hits that I was involved with. First and foremost, I don't like anything that I'm involved with to ever, you know, scatter. But you know, God is a mysterious God.
Okay,
He did it. And you know, it's good now because right now I'm signed to Sony Music for a distribution, DB Records, there's DKM, The King's Men, the album is doing well. Bobby, I'm satisfied.
So is the band missing Don Jazzy? Because at the DKM concert, he was trying to sing this song and the next thing was Don Jazzy.
Bros, man, Don Jazzy really touched our life, and I believe that even the band touches life too. So we'll be liars if we say we don't miss them sometimes, you know, because definitely we were a family, you know. So yeah, but at the end of the day, man, Omo, life must go on. The show can't stop.
Of the breakup, why did the band say he would never get married?
See, that one, I don't know. I don't know why Ejala said that one. Ejala is not married.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Omo, he has a girlfriend,
yeah, that you say. Nigeria?
I mean, I don't know. Ejala.
You don't know. He's your brother.
See, me, he's my brother and my boss. And the only one, if you ask me now, does he have one bad jam that is coming out soon? I'll say, yeah, you know, but the relationship part and aspect is happy the way it is, you know, and I'm just, he's jonesing people. Next year, I'll form the wedding. I'll just invite him. Bros, come on, you know, come for this party. We just read his wedding.
Well, everybody said it in town. DKM concert was a huge success.
DKM in the beauty.
Success. Thank God for the people that came out. Kudos to you guys, man.
It was hard to put stuff together, but in the past 1 year, I believe that the band, the boss of DB Records and DKM, we've brought like the most international act to this country. The most. Like from Idris Elba to Miss America to 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Pusha T.
Yeah.
And only you, the band. And no, the promoter. He's not a promoter. He's just doing what he likes. So we are moving forward. And if you know what the band knows,
you go like him.
You go love him.
Okay, Nigeria.
Yeah.
Okay, Nigeria, it's about being a rap. What would you have loved us to ask you on the third radio that we haven't asked?
Pretty much we asked everything necessary right now. But I'm satisfied, you know. Because last year I wasn't on this interview, I was not even called, and this year I'm having it with Mr. Mark Ever. So God is doing something good in my life, you know.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask me the meaning of send on. It is send on. I pray, God, please send on the blessing so that this product can send on your work to the people. So send it down.
I like that.
Send on the love to mommy, send off the love to daddy, to all my fans. Send on. So it's E30 radio. Send on. Yeah, big things. I beg, may I just freestyle my new song so that people go know.
Okay.
She say I know be Banky W. Say me I know they capable. She say I know be deep punch. I know they end out. I know be too baba. She no go tell me yes so, but ask a switch. I change on for Ramu. I had to show my logo. Say your logo.
Alright, and that's a nice one. Okay, Nigeria, it's E-Fed Radio. We're about getting out of here right now. It's good having you here.
Oh man, increase the time. Oh my God. 1 hour, please. E1 hour. Our radio, you know, I beg.
We're out of here. God bless you.
If it's fashion, it's E30 Radio. If it's music, it's E30 Radio. Exclusive interviews is E30 Radio. Docu Art. Now, what's that? E30 Radio. Radio with class, style, and prestige. E30 Radio. Your radio companion.
Welcome to E30 Radio Docu Art this week with your man, Mark Ever. Sonny Okosun stars among the giants of contemporary Nigerian musicians, assigning a signature fusion of reggae, highlife, Afrofunk, and traditional melodies, and redeems the cultural description, Ozidi, or message. He tackled head-on the most incendiary political and social issues gripping the African continent. Born in Enugu, Nigeria, on January 1, 1947, although his formative influences were rockers like Presley and the Beatles. As a teen, he taught himself guitar, and in 1964 founded the Postmen, a British invasion covers band. A year later, Okosun visited London for the first time as part of a theatre group in the wake of the early 1966 government coup that led to the Biafra conflict. He and his family settled in Lagos, where he forged a career as a television actor. Okosun then returned to music in 1969 as a member of Victor Oyifo's Melody Maestros, a group noted for its contemporary pop approach to traditional Nigerian music. After touring Japan and Europe with the group, he formed his own psychedelic rock unit, Paperback Limited, which he helmed until 1974. Upon dissolving the group, Okosun again reinvented his approach, this time channeling influences like soul, funk, and reggae. Resulting group dubbed Ozidi crystallized the progressive musical and lyrical parts he followed. In Okosun's voice on E3rd Radio, he said, "All my mates were singing love songs, but I said to myself, I was trying to talk about what was happening to black people." By the late 80s, Okosun's popularity was waning, but in 1994, he resurfaced with a comeback vehicle, Songs of Praise. In all, he recorded more than 36 LPs over the course of his career, with sections caught in local ranging from the US to France, and maintained a high profile at world music festival across the globe. After battling colon cancer, Okosun died in Washington, D.C. on May 24, 2008. May his soul rest in perfect peace. It's E-Fed Radio this week, DocuArt, with your man, Mark Ever. God bless you for listening.
It's E-Fed Radio again this week. Thank you for listening, Africa. Thank you for listening, Nigeria. Okay, keep enjoying E-Fed Radio. For more information about E-Fed Radio, please follow us on Twitter at E30Africa. That's E30Africa. And also search and like our page on Facebook, E/Fed Radio. For your massive downloads on E-Fed Radio, go to www.2exclusive.com. Come on, my producer in the building, Sashinani, and be cool. Kudos, happy, happy baby to my sexy lady, E to the double NY. God bless you, more grace and more beautiful things happening to you in 2018. Okay, for sponsorship details, please kindly call 08029886504 or 08050220719. Yes, all productions done in Eaton, our production studios. Stay out of troubles, be good to yourselves, and also help people out there. And look beautiful. Okay, it's your man, Mark Ever, on E3rd Radio. E3rd Radio, proudly powered by Mark Ever Media.
Welcome to VIP, baby.
And you're listening to
City
105.1,
the lifestyle of Lagos.
You know.